Yesterday we began with Shin Chaf. Siv Chaf. Which bats him a big part of this Siv. Is also Shin Gimel Siv Chaf Hei. And that is Tzvia by Adam. There's such a sugi called Tzvia by Adam. And which Adam does it apply to, and what Tzvia does it apply to? So Shin Chaf talks about tutim. Talks about berries that you eat it with the hands. Your hands are now getting full of these berry juice. So you have to be careful not to touch your begadim. What's the story? Zokta Shulchanar Shiyadav Tzvois. His hands are already tzavua. They're already painted from this berry juice. Frak the Mishnah Bura. What about your hands originally getting dirty from the juice? The whole Shulchan Aruch is mashma that we're only worried that you're touching the clothing afterwards. What about the fact that your hands are full of this painted juice? Says the Mishnah Bura, Siv Katan Nun Ches, Va'afa Gav the Tzebea Ponov the Yadav. Hagam in the Shulchan Aruch it just says Yadav. I guess the Mishnah Bura figures that it can't be that it's not Ponov either. Well, because Grada, the Sharatzian that we're going to learn in Shin Gimel, talks about that the Ponov will not get dirty usually when you eat the berries, and just the lips get dirty. You saw that Sharatzian, that interesting chilek that he makes over there.
Which one, Ben?
In Shin Gimel, yeah, it's interesting. Okay, so Agav, I'm just here. So, let me tell you what's going on. You're eating berries. Your mouth is going to get dirty. Your hair is mashing. Your face is going to get dirty. Your hands are dirty. Now you can't touch anything. All right. So the Shaila is, what about your hands getting dirty? So Shulchan Aruch says, you don't have to worry about that. Says Mishmur, why? Lek lemechesh. The ain't tzvi ela bedava shadarki litzvaya. So yesterday we cleared, what do you mean by darka? Darka means body part, which means the derech is not to be tzvei your face with berries, right? That's not the latest makeup, right? Or the pshat is, it's not even so much that the derech is not to do it, but this is not, in other words, the object is not meant for tzvia. The object. It's not so much that the person is not tzvei his face with it, but the object is not a bar tzvia. Because this is ein darka l'tzvaya. It doesn't say clear in the Mishnah, but it just says, Ela b'davah shadarka l'tzvaya. Aye, what about the sugi of Leisav Yisrak al paneha, which is Shin Gimel, she's not allowed to put like a makeup on her face. Ipnei should say vaz. He says, Isha shani shadarka b'kach l'syapos. There is different because it's normal. So the truth is, why doesn't the Mishnah Bura just say, yeah, Srak is different and berries are different? Why does he talk about Isha and Isha?
The way I'm understanding is, it's not like the best I can read it, that the issue because it's dark of the calf and
So his teretz is just the darka. In other words, it's not so much an exact teretz. He's not saying, well, here it's different because it's berries. He's just saying it's, right? Why didn't you just say a berry's different and srak is different? If there's taka chiluk between a berry, that there's no tzvia by a berry, so let him say, nothing to do with ish and isha.
So maybe then it could be srak by an ish. Srak by an ish.
Yeah, but you don't have to come on there. If you're coming to answer here, just say pashit.
I'm saying the Rav is asking just a pashit. Say the filter between berries and srak.
Correct.
If we would do that, that would sound like srak is also by even an ish.
But we don't care for that. Who cares? We're not learning the sugya of srak. Now srak is over there. What does that do with anything? I know. That's what I'm getting at. I really said this yesterday, but I'm going to elaborate on it a little today. From here is my, right? You choose a pashtazach. A berry is not meant for tzviya, so therefore if your hands get full of berries, don't worry about it.
And why is a beggar worse? Why is
a beggar is shaykh to tzviya? Obviously, there used to be tzveya. There used to be tzveya begadim with fruit juices.
With fruit, with berries.
Yeah, obviously.
It dies.
So it's normal. You don't dye your skin. You could dye a beggar, but you don't dye your skin. But that's not really what the teretz. He leads you up. What about berries and what about makeup? And the teretz is berries and makeup. Saying the daim. So Paltiel is saying that that's probably what it means. It doesn't mean more than that. That just like by ish and ish, it's dark and not dark. So he means who I didn't hear. It's not dark. It's just a mushal and imshal.
In Shin Gimel,
he doesn't say that, right? Shin Gimli is busy with it. And you see him in the Sharatzin, he's busy with Ish and Isha.
Asking as a question.
Because the Nafkamina would be like this. Let's say Isha, which is Darka, Lisyapais. So maybe by her, berries is Asr.
But the Sharatzin.
I know, I'm going to get there. The Sharatzin, wait, I'm just saying, before we get to the Sharatzin. L'chayr, the Nafkamina is, let's say, a woman who does Darka to Lisyapais. So the question is, maybe she can't use berries.
But she should be. The words aren't mashma that way. The ain't svei ala b'dover shadak litzvoy. We're focusing on the dover. The dover is too
simple. I agree with you. But then his teretz doesn't follow. That's what I... learn dover...
I'm trying to say that because Ish, he writes it like that because it's true. So it's all about Isha.
Rapatil is saying that it's just a mashal and a nimshal. Just like by Ish and Isha's dark eye.
Huh? The way the Mishnah says over the Magen Avraham is he's telling to the two halachos. So here's asking as a kasha, and he's saying,
yeah, okay. Let me tell you, this is very nice pilpul. The bottom line is, what's halacha l'maisa? That's the question. Could an Isha, the Sharatzian and Shin Gimel Taka wants to say that an Isha is allowed to eat berries. She's Taka allowed to eat berries. That's that Sharatzian on the bottom in Shin Gimel. He says that an Isha, even though it's Darkulus Yapa, she's allowed to eat berries. But his svara, I don't understand. Because it's only a psik resh, he says, on the lips. I don't understand that. The psik resh on the lips, fashteich l'shvasemeit. Fashteich b'chalon l'shvasemeit. Pili ployim. Oshel ish tav b'shav shav zok d'shar tziyin. U'mikom akum nirid d'gam ishim u'teres lechol tutim. She's also allowed to eat berries. Which means when she sits at the table, she's allowed to eat the ices and the berries just like everybody else. Don't be frum. If Hashem Chumak is going to say he's going to eat the berries and tells wife, you're not allowed. Right? The Shah Paris at Sarim, the Davka, the Shakal Panel, Shadar, Sviyasalanoi, Mashayen came, Bachilas Tutin.
Do they have lipstick?
Yeah, that's what I want to talk about because there's something mud in here.
Maybe this is like face wash.
Wait a minute. Look at the Lashon. Shapsik Reishu Huraklis Faisal. So what?
So let it be Pramats Faisal.
So what? Yeah. I'm telling you, I don't understand.
It has to be a face wash.
Unless you have to say that they didn't have such a Metzias Bechal. They didn't put lipstick. I got my bubby tine. It's not like that. My bubby told me it's all they had was lipstick in Europe. In Europe, they used to wear just lipstick. That's what my bubby tine is. And her rai is you're allowed to wear it on Shabbos because they used to wear it on Shabbos in Radin. Yeah. In Halloween on Shabbos. But that was her big thing.
That
in Radin, she used to wear lipstick.
From it?
Yeah, they used to wear lipstick on Shabbos. Okay, it's not what they did in Radin stays in Radin. The kids. Bottom line.
But the time was about to.
I'm just telling you, Maisa Shahaya. But she used to talk about the lipstick and rat. I could pun him. But here it's interesting. Raklis Faisal. Otherwise, how do you learn the Sharatzin? I don't know. To me, it's a Pel, the Sharatzin. And I would. He says clearly. Shapsik Reisha, Siv Katan Samachay. Shapsik Reisha, Huraklis Faisal. Shabazer Gambi Isha Yira, Dain Dar Sviyasa Bekak. Lemitila Poiskam Shechuk, Kabazer Benishli Isha. After Loshen Amogen Avram, Dachuk Tzat Lefizes, which means it's not even such a Pasha Pshat in the Mogen Avram. I would tell you, Rabbi Yisrael, Lefizes, the way we're understanding the Sharatzin, that a woman is not allowed to eat berries on Shabbos. It definitely dies in the lips. What are you talking about? That's what he says. He says it's only a psik reisha for the lips. So what?
In other words, in those days they didn't use lipstick.
They didn't use lipstick. That's what he's saying. Otherwise, there's not saying anything.
So the whole issue is just for the rest of the face. The rest of the face is not psik reisha.
Berries for lipstick.
That's not what it says. It's a psik reisha rakless facel.
Which means that they used to use it for the regular, whatever, the blush, whatever, they used to use it not for the lips.
Let's say it's a psik reisha for facel. So what? Why
did that's not psik reisha?
On the face.
It's a subsecration for the lips. So what? Why is it mutter?
But now that it's the derech for the lips, so it should be a problem. Because
the same way for the face.
Avada.
Saying that the berries is not the derech.
No, that's not what he says. It says it's a subsecration raklus feisel. So what? Why is that better? Wait, what does he mean, Mishra? It's only on the lips. Who cares? It's a problem for the lips. What's wrong? Faket, the ikon makeup today is the lips. They tie in the ikon today is the lipstick. I don't understand the Sharatzin. Unless, I want to be moisif here. Because the truth is, the Mishnah Berurah by Ons Taka says that the hands and the face is going to get dirty. He says here the hands and the face. So why is it only a psik reisha for the lips? I don't know what he means by this. Uncle Panim, I could hear Bechumra. I could hear a nice Menschke, believe it or not, that a woman.
Promotion.
Why not? About the lipstick, the colors. Why not? Why shouldn't it be?
Because it's something you put it on top.
Nah, it's a Svea Vadid Svea Svea. You came at a good night. You got me on a chumrah. It usually doesn't happen. So you got me a. This is a. A history. The history is being made tonight. I don't know. This Sharat scene is not so posh. If you want to be honest, you know, you want to say wherever it leads you, it leads you. If it leads you lachum, it's lachum. It leads you lakula, kula. He says clearly, Shapsikresha Raklas Visa, so what? So what? That's the Ikka problem today.
Unless maybe it doesn't look good enough. Maybe that doesn't look
what he means. I don't know. Okay, now.
Maybe the red is not like a good color red for the lips.
Doesn't say that. Okay.
Every color red
is not good. What he says.
It's not what he says, though.
It's not what he says.
I'm not saying the Shad Seer. I'm saying the Rav's application that nowadays where lipstick is the norm. So maybe even though it's a psychological...
That's not... According to the Sharet scene, it should be a problem.
Because you can say the same thing on the face. In the Mishnah Berurah time, he's talking about the face.
Yeah, it's so nice to have
that...
color. And
maybe it was a light pink blush that people use.
Maybe it was.
Okay.
If it's not, then what's a dimyon?
Okay.
100%.
That depends on what you learn derech. That this is not the derech, or the derech is not to cover your face.
Okay.
All
right. I'm saying... Okay. It looks pretty clear... that if someone would say you're allowed to wear makeup on Shabbos, the answer is most definitely not. That's what it says here. Right? The whole tutim v'remainim is because ain't darker. But as soon as it becomes darker, then you have a problem. And that's the sugya of Srak. That's Shin Gimel. Let's see in the Mishnah Berurah in Siv Katan Nun Tes about the sugya of Miskai, because that's where the issue comes. There's nobody that argues that makeup technically is a problem. Okay, basically it's a problem. The child's of it's technically a problem because there's a way around it that it's a davar shein miskayim. So in our Sif, in Shin Chaf, Sif Katan Nun Tes, Mishnah Berurah says that the tseva has to be a davar miskayim. I would like to put out a clear disclaimer, which means you better know in advance, he's not talking about srak, and he's not talking about tutim. He's talking about his case where you're painting some metal or something, and you're putting something on a piece of metal, right? And then he sticks in Tseva Miskayim. He's not going back on our case. He's going back on a case, huh? Shin Chaf, back to Shin Chaf now. Sif Kap, the next Sif. Hatzaveh Chut, Shakadat Tfachim. Chut, Kazeh Chayiv, Dafke Tseva, the Vav is a mistake. It's Dafke Tseva HaMiskayim. Okay. Now, I do want to make sure, because I saw he kept on yelling this yesterday, and that's why I didn't chap what he was talking about. Srak doesn't mean srak, heavy srak back to the sugi of Shin Gimel.
What does it mean?
He means on this. You put srak or sar al gabi barzel. It's different types of things that you put on top of a metal. Not so posh, it means srak, the case of... Right, it's srak or sasar al gabi barzel. It's two different things that you did al gabi barzel. It doesn't really... It's a little strange if he goes back to the Shin Gimel, right? Out of nowhere he's going back to Shin Gimel, it's a little strange. Okay, either way, one thing we do see is davar miskayim. So if, let's say, for argument's sake, davar miskayim is shaykh to the sugi of srak, which I will hold soon not that way, and I'll show you from a chayadim not that way, but just for argument's sake, the davar miskayim is a tnai, it's a condition. So what is that condition? It has to be v'davke tseva ha-miskayim. Avot tseva she'ein ha-miskayim klal, then you potter. And of course, potter is not double awesome. Fine, okay. What's called miskayim? Does makeup fall under the category of miskayim? Definitely fades. I mean, I wouldn't call it like painting a wall. A wall's not going to fade within hours, right?
And by this case of al-gabi bars...
We don't know yet. I'm just slowly. First, let's get the rule. Miskayim. Would you call makeup a miskayim or not a miskayim? I don't know. It definitely fades.
Yeah, I think blush...
That's the shop. We'll talk about it. This is the big... It's all dancing around... the word Miskayim and what's called Miskayim, and that's what we're going to learn tonight in the Mishnah Berurah, through the Mishnah Berurah. What's with the Shabbos makeups and all these achim? Okay. So the regular makeups, even the not Shabbos makeups, they definitely eventually fade, okay? So the question is, would you call that a Dover Miskayim? So of course, the question is, how long does that have to be Miskayim for? I mean, it's definitely not a Miskayim like a paint, right? But it's definitely not a not Miskayim if Miskayim means for minutes. I don't know, you have to know the Hagdar of Miskayim, right? So when it says, V'davka b'davar Miskayim, so it's important to be magdir, klar, what's called a Miskayim. Avol tseva she'ein a Miskayim klal. What's the klal? So klal could mean that it's not even going to last for a few minutes, huh? I don't know. What's not Mistab? That's what it means? That that's all you need.
Okay.
That that's enough to make it a Miskayim.
Right.
I don't know.
I can't imagine that you're putting these things out for a couple minutes.
But I can tell you one thing. When the Maran Brisk is matter the makeup on Shabbos, that's his lashon. That the minute you put it on, it falls off. You can imagine I'm looking makeup, you know what I mean? That's his lashon. Kishasam mice and naiflis miyana la ritz, that's the lashon of Maran Brisk. Comes from Ram Brisk, the head of makeup comes from Ram Brisk. He's the one that was matter the makeup. It's a shulchan is matter the makeup. There's yechid that are matter.
Could it be that nothing's left on the face?
Yeah, but we'll see, but it falls off. The point is, on an easy come and easy go. Huh?
Sounds like a pointless.
So it's pointless. That's the kasha that they all ask, and then why are you doing it? That's the kasha. Mimanavshach. It's Elamai, you're lying, because it does last. Okay, so, but let's be mind to what it says. On one hand, you need Miskayim. On the other hand, the heter of Eina Miskayim is when it's Eina Miskayim Klal. The lashon of Eina Miskayim Klal indicates garnished, mid-garnished, mid-garnished, Eina Miskayim Klal. Okay. But we spoke out yesterday from the Minchas Chinuch, okay? That the Minchas Chinuch of Meshach Shabbos Yivkan Bey says Klal doesn't mean moments. Doesn't mean that's not even Miskayim a little bit. Of course it's Miskayim, otherwise there's nothing else to talk about, right? Miskayim klal means on its own. The chiluk between Miskayim and Eina Miskayim klal means itself self disintegrates. It needs to be dafka Miskayim, but something which is not Miskayim klal, which means on its own it disintegrates, not pshat Miskayim klal minutes. So let's see the makeup. Let's discuss the makeup. What would you say the makeup? The makeup is disintegrating l'chayra by itself. But I hold not like that. We said as far, I don't believe that that's even so true.
Through eating.
Most of it is through touching. You should know if you don't touch the makeup, it lasts for hours and hours and hours. Huh?
It would be like a wall.
But he's saying that if it comes off by itself, even a while later, that's
his part.
And it's
Mutti's that's
make.
His part. Yeah, he's making in the Ein Miskayim. That's the Minchas Chinuch part. So again, it's a very important way to how to learn this Mishnah Berurah. And don't forget when I say Minchas Chinuch is not learning up the Mishnah Berurah, but he's learning up the Rishonim that the Mishnah Berurah is quoting. Dafka Dava Miskayim. But something which is Eina Miskayim Klal, which means it doesn't last on its own, which means it would fade on its own, even if it's not right away. That's called an Eina Miskayim. When you write something, it's not going to fade on its own. There's no reason for it to fade, right? When you paint the wall, it's not going to just go away. But the makeup goes away, which I don't know if it's true, but let's just say, for argument's sake, that it's so. Says the Minchas Chinuch, that Be'emis, if you look at the next Lashon, it's Meduyik. Why? Avol Tzev, Shein HaMiskayim, and Klal, Kegoyin Shehev Esrak. Boish Yisrael, Gabi Vazen, Nechoy Shev Itzav, Vay Potter, Sharei Atom, Aviroi L'Shaitoi. Ve'enoi Tzevei Aklum. What does it mean, Sharei Atom, Aviroi L'Shaitoi? Sharei ata maviroi l'shaite. What does that mean? Says the Minchas Chinuch, it means that you are putting it and taking it off l'shaite, which means you're keeping it and then taking it off right away.
And that's the taich of animus.
That's the taich of animus. In other words, if it lasts on its own, that would be called a miskayim. So when is it?
Okay. He
has okay.
To steer.
Does that mean if you
can
take it off?
I understand, but his tight, there would be a tight here. That if it would
which,
last
which is his problem. How could it be that Mavir makes it Eina Miskayim, and that if it would go off by itself, that would be Miskayim?
If it goes off by itself, it's a Miskayim. So if it doesn't go, so it doesn't go, I'm saying different var. If it doesn't go off by itself, what's it called?
So he calls it Eina Miskayim.
What's that? That's called an Eina. No, I'm saying if it doesn't go off by itself.
atamavi l'shaiter. That's
if let's say it would stay. If it stays on its own. If it stays on its own, yeah? What happened? Okay.
Running.
If it stays on its own.
Drops the bar mitzvah.
What would you call that? I never said Ramosh, that's why. If you knew how much information, even that tshuva itself, Ramosh wrote three different letters. One is in the Torah Leirah. It's a big sugi. Let me talk. If you let me talk, everything will become clear, like a crystal. I'll tell you, I spent hours with Reb David on this. You know how many times I spent? I can't tell you how many phone calls I had with Reb David on this. Because I told you, I got up in Queens and I said this at a shir, a Sunday morning in front of a whole olam, and it was, and the benches were flying. And I didn't care. You know, I said it. And that was it. Finished. It is what it is. You know. But kitzer, the point is that if you learn something which falls off by itself, which means that the sin is called an Eidim Miskayim, something which doesn't, it's called a
Miskayim.
But let's say you take it off, even if let's say it's something that stand that would stand for a long time, but you Lamaisa took it off, that could be called an Eidim Miskayim. That's the pshat. Huh? You took it off. Done. It's meant to be put on and taken off.
So either if it falls off by itself, or even if it would have stayed by itself,
but you purposely take it off. Does vilachlam pshat in the Mishnah?
And you're saying if, however, it comes off by your hands,
that's what
by accident.
I'm not. The answer for a kasha. I'm learning the same pshat. Yeah, that's what I'm telling you. Pshat.
I hear a very big difference between dying and coloring. Like, I don't think the walls are dyed.
It's a day, yeah. It's the same issue.
They paint on top of the wall.
What is it, ksiva? What is coloring, ksiva?
What?
What's coloring, ksiva? Like, there's a rama by Tzortzura.
Tzortzura, I know, but this is a day, though. It's regular tzvia. The chiluk that you're saying is somewhere dug in the sugya. We'll get to it later. On top, not on top. Inside, it gets in there. We'll do it later. But let's just go step by step. So Ein Zach is klar. We have a shtickl pshat in the Mishnah Berurah. Ein miskayim klal, if you learn like the Minchas Chinuch, it means that it's not going to last on its own. Makeups don't last on their own. They don't last on their own. You know what I mean? Elamai, you can come and say a svar like this. The truth is makeups last for hours and hours and hours. The reason why it's not lasting is because you're touching and you're sleeping on a pillow and then it takes it off.
Eating and moving.
Ah. So then you have the second shtickl of the Mishnah Berurah, that when you take something off, that's called an Einem Eskayim.
Is that only when you take it off purposely, or if it comes off?
Those manushah. If it goes off by itself and it fades,
then it's Einem Eskayim.
So it's the Einem Eskayim of the first tickle of the Mishnah Berurah. Elam, are you going to tell me, no, it happens with the pillow? Okay, so then it's the Einem Eskayim of the second tickle. Like you're taking it off, Lefisha. Taking it off.
The mice is still chiddush and tight job.
No, but I'll tell you what my chiddush is. My chiddush is something which is doable to take off. You can't paint and just wipe it off. It doesn't work that way. That's what I'm saying, pshat in the Mishnah Berurah. You should know, it's an emes of pshat in the Mishnah Berurah. You know, a paint, you're not going to paint it and just wipe it off. There's no such thing. And then you're going to have to just scrape the walls. You yourself told me this. You told me this long ago that we can't do the doors because now you got to scrape it. Once you paint, it's got to be...
Some of it depends where.
Whatever, it's got to be taken off. You know what I mean? You got to take it off.
But the mice, it's...
You can peel the paint right off.
Yeah. Yeah, but you can't wipe it off. I don't mean... But it's an avoidant to get it off.
I said, still means touching up the Rambam differently than the Pashut way of touching it.
Good. Ichla Mishnah Berurah. Let's move on. Now, good. This is the Taich in the Mishnah Berurah. So either way, you know what you're left with? That the makeup is called a Dav Sheinu Miskayim. Because either it fades on its own, or even if you're going to say that you're fading it, you're doing it by moving, drinking, eating.
At most it's a Rabbon.
At most it's a Rabbon. And I know it's part of loss, but wait.
I'm not saying that.
We're going to get there slowly.
Why is this the going for English this kind of called the Rambam? Shouldn't he say two things?
I'm trying to answer the Michas Chinuch. With the Michas, I mean, I don't know if the truth is nobody learns the Michas Chinuch, because I told you. First of all, the word klal pashtus means time, not like the Michas Chinuch. And even this shtickl is not like the Michas Chinuch, because Pashup Shad is, Maviroi means that it's going to go away by itself, but you're putting it on. Maviroi doesn't mean to take it off. I don't know, the word might be, when you read it, you can read it very cautious. Yeah, to take you put it on, so because you're only doing it, lefisha. Even the second diyuk that the Chinuch learns, it's not muchach that's what it even means. It can mean that you put it on even though knowing that it's going to fade. Because of Mavir, Lefisha, you're putting it on, Lefisha. Not the Mavir, you're taking it off, Lefisha. Alright, now. Okay. So then according to all this, it comes out that either way, the makeups are considered not misguided. Okay?
Is this similar to the Hilchos Tefillah? Is it the same side?
Or what?
What makeup they're allowed to wear before the table? Like,
that's
chatzitz
a little bit. That's a little different.
Is it?
That's still makbid. Has to do with how it's easy to take off. Certain things are easy to take off, so they can put it on. But an eyeliner is hard to take off, so you can't put it on. That has to do with them. That's a technical thing. With tefillah, it's technical. The eyeliner is very difficult to take off, and it's very hard to get everything. This is not. See, makbid on the day of the tefillah, not to wear those type of makeups. Eyeliners and these things, you don't wear the day of the tefillah because it's very hard to take off. But this is not.
Like there would be makbid on something else, some mark on the head. Or
that's
something
a different.
Like
there's two nesugis. One sugi is technically it's easy to take off, so therefore this right. They lie. This you're not allowed. So the easier makeups are allowed. That's a technical thing. Then the stama sugi, anything that she'd be makbid to walk in the street with becomes a chatzitza. I mean, I don't want to say, but these are chumras. These are all. I don't know if you know that because. But the emes is miyat veinam makbid is nothing. It's ganish beganish, right? And the woman's not makbid on a loin on her. Right? She's not. Especially it's the makeup. So she's makbid on her makeup when she walks in the street. These are the kachu noga benayis Yisrael. They're very careful on even on a loin on a dot. You know how many times they called me up after they went to the mikvah? She's afraid she missed the spot. So what? Tefillah's kasha. What's it talking about? The nice Yisrael are very, very careful. Okay, but you don't have to preach this, but you got to know the halacha. Okay, let's move on. Right, it's either Ruba or Makbid, or it's right, Ruba Veina Makbid, or me the Makbid. So what's it talking about here? But it's a Mid Veina Makbid, that's a Red. So what's a Red? You learn Tilchos Nida? You know this?
Yes.
Yes, okay. That's all. You know this? Well, so you know that, right? Then you know that the Velt is all nervous about this. Well, so even if the eyeliner stays a little bit, there's a problem. No? That's the way it's done. Finished. Next. Well, Hashem, why not? Okay, now. Okay. The Velt stelt zu the Sharatzin in Simon Shin Gimel Sivkot and Samaches. What's called miskayim if it lasts liyayim hashabbos? Does liyayim hashabbos mean 24 hours? Does liyayim hashabbos mean the day of Shabbos? Depending, let's say, if they did it 3 hours before Shabbos is over, that's still called liyayim hashabbos. That's a chaynish raid in this rule, okay? So either it means liyayim hashabbos, the entire Shabbos, or liyayim hashabbos means a day. Okay. What about here? Should we apply the same rule over here? It's not here. It's not by Srak. I mean, how come the Sharetzion discusses it only by Kli Asar? But go to Shin Gimel. Shin Gimel, the next halacha by Kli Asar. Right? It has to be Davar Miskayim. Oh, Mitamol, Shalom Aleichem. What's called the Davar Miskayim? The Ganze Shabbos. Is it here? I don't know. I don't have it here.
Because that's what the Mishnah says about it.
Huh?
The Mishnah says it by
Srak. It would be nice if the Mishnah Bura would decide to tell me when he discusses Miskayim by Srak in the. No? Did you find. First of all, another question. Did you find one word of Miskayim? And this is what I keep on pointing out to you. In Shin Gimel on the Halacha there? Kli Asar is to Baina. It has nothing even to do. I mean, it's a whole different Halacha. I mean, it would have been nice if the Mishnah Berurah would have said, one minute, is it a Miskayim? Is it not a Miskayim? Was Tutzachav? Was Herzach? No?
The Miskayim of Shabbos is Chayiv
Chatzis. Agree with you, but I'm just asking, do you need to shtel it? That's the question. In the word Miskayim, does it have anything to do with this sugi over here of Miskayim? Not here. Unless you say that the word Srak, which you kept on yelling to me. I don't know if that srak means that. Maybe srak means he put it on the barzel.
Where is srak? So
it's anyway not negeh, so there doesn't have to even be miskayim. I mean, who cares?
Yeah, the anyway.
I agree, that's a good part. That's not a bad part.
Anyway.
That's not a bad part. That could be since the rabban it anyway, so anyway it's not negeh to the sugya. I agree with you. That awesome. Could be a good part. I mean, whatever it is, it's here. It's pretty clear. Take a look at Shin Gimel. Shin Gimel, the next halacha is about Brayt. Shin Gimel, the next halacha, Chaf Vav, the next halacha. You have a braided here. Zuck the Mishtabur has to be Dava Miskayim. Zuck the Sharetzin. What's Miskayim for that Shabbos? What about by the makeup? Does it have to be Miskayim a whole Shabbos? I mean, what happened to that? There's no talk about it. There's no discussion. So Ramesha wants to say, could be, because anyway, we're not discussing the Deraisa. Discussing the Rabbanan, so Miskayim is different Hagdaras. I don't mind, I would tell you a Mayudik of art. And I said this yesterday.
Rabbanan because of Panav.
Panav, it's not a gay, because anyway, the Mishnah holds it's only Rabbanan. So they form the Rabbanan, whatever they were guys even if it's not L'chol HaShav. It's not bad. It's pretty good part. Okay? That's good. Or you could come and say at the hair, which I think is very good.
This is the Raisa?
The Kliasar is Baina. The Baina. Mishnah, first Mishnah, it's Baina. I love Baina.
Imagine Chumas is only Rabbanan, so then they could be more machmir even if it lasts.
Whatever, you don't have to sit there and make clear liyayim haShabbos. For chiyuv chatos, you need liyayim haShabbos. And here they could just say what's called a miskayim to be called a drabbana. I hear.
Even l'chum.
Yeah, so I hear it. I would say poshit. I would say the hair, and I told you so that mistake of mine. There's two dinim in miskayim. You know, kliyasar is the way they dressed. Kliyasar is what he. We learned this by Saita. Isn't that the story of Saita? The Lamech, the Benois Yisrael, the hair, they undo the hair, so you see that they walked around that way. We learned it from Saita, that they used to walk around braids. That's from the Chumash, yeah? So the Pshat is, there, the Kliya is not meant for now. I need to be Kaleah my Cyrus for now. I need to be Kaleah my Cyrus. So what's called enough that it's considered that it's a Miskayim? So if it lasted for the day of Shabbos, so it was you were Kaleah for Shabbos. That's what you did. Mashenki, where you have it for Tzoyruch, you need for this, let's say for the meal, okay? You need it for the meal. You're going to a Simcha, so you need the makeup for a meal. Here's a part of the Pshat that's called a Dava Miskayim.
If she meant like Ksiva, so the Bialach quotes a Rashba. Rashba says that the Bavam Beis that the Lidin Chiv Shams Logo in the Shiichta B'Masha is Kaim Aksav La'olam.
Right, the Rashba. That's the Bialach. He quotes a Rashba. That's one of my.
The Rashba.
Yeah. The Rashba. The lift that we have. This Rashba. Yeah, you hear the Rashba. Yeah, it's a beautiful raya.
When she goes out for a meal, also she's called the other
side. The clear side was the way they dressed. So I'm going to make this chiluk. I want to say this. If let's say a woman has her sheitel for chayish about the mom of the bar mitzvah, so she wants a special braid for her sheitel against the maizah, yeah? So if it's taka for 2 hours, that's called the miskayim. It had a tzayrich. The tzayrich was for the bar mitzvah.
Regular edition.
The kliyasar was a normal way of dressing. It has nothing. So it has to be something which is chashav. What's chashav? It lasted a day, so she was dressed for that day. I'll prove it to you. I have a Mardi Karaya. You want to eat my Mardi Karaya besides this Raj, but I was going to bring that right later. So by Ksiva, you see anything which is darker, that's cool. The Chayadam says it over here by Tzviya. Take out the Chayadam. Come, take Chayadam. Klal Chavdalid.
Yeah?
Who has it? Okay, Klal Chavdalid.
It's not Shabbos.
No.
Yeah, you want to take it out, Pokio, no? Chayotum. Okay, it's like a valdige vort. You here for Meir?
You here for Gidish Tavana?
Comes in the morning. Okay. So what do you mean? You mean Kiddush Shabbos? We're here in Shul. All right. It's Hashem. We should be zeichet. Okay, let's go. Go ahead. Klal Chav Dalet. Sif Aleph. Lishmas Adam. He says clearly.
Klal Chav Dalet.
That by Tzviya, Tzviya, it doesn't have to last long.
We'll go to the end. The end.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. I can't.
A few times I opened and think, yeah, I'm comfortable. They don't. It's not a gimbal. It must be.
Good. Atzveya. Go ahead. Atzveya.
Atzveya.
Made sense that one. Atzveya.
Kval hainu shemaviru l'shaitai.
This is klar.
This is klar, no? Yeah. Can't go around them. Was mag chayit. Kivin shivit soina bezer sheis kaim lefisha. It's klar.
Isn't that what I said? Isn't that my word? My word. It's emes of word. I told
you.
I saw it. I said there's nothing what to talk about. You want it.
Kivin shivit soina bezer sheis kaim lefisha.
You want it lefisha. The makeup is meant lefisha. It's meant. It's meant lefisha. You don't need it long term. Okay, read it again. Read it again. It's enough for Nazar.
Ha tzedeh, b'tzeh miskayim chayef. Al tzeh sheni miskayim klal, haynu, shem avir l'shaito, ein zeh tzedeh. Ken katz rambam. For the smag chayef, kimim shivet tzoyinay b'zeh sheyizkayim lefisha.
Oh,
it's
a tzedeh. The meantime, I'm giving you the case of why it's 100% also. There's nothing to talk about. First of all, it might not be a dovah sheni miskayim. And even if it's only fisha, but that's called miskayim. That's called that he wants it. And Aydem Sharatzin speaks about miskayim with Shabbos. That's not negated to tzviya. That's not negated to a makeup. And even by Clea Cyrus, if a woman wants her thing lafisha, she has the bar mitzvahs for 2 hours, so they want it that she should have a braid. That's called lafisha. That's called the miskayim. And that's the pshat. What?
It's interesting that the Sharatzin is not reckoning with that side. But well, his side is either you take the lashon of the Mishnah of the Shabbos b'dafka, the Shabbos yom Shabbos food, or if he says like in Rashi that maybe the Shabbos is going on oisim alocha, not going on the miskayem. And if that's the case, the miskayem is much more than Shabbos. He doesn't even read the chatzal. Maybe miskayem means less than Shabbos.
Yeah.
Why not?
I'm telling you.
Why not say in Rashi? Why totally ignore this Tan in Rashi?
It's Clea Cyrus.
Huh?
Clea Cyrus, that's what I'm telling you.
Yeah.
Clea Cyrus is different. Okay. 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 The fees that it would come out that there's really no hetter for the maker. It's a called the Dava Miskayim, and it's Miskayim Lefi the Tzairich. Abay Sai, the truth has to be told. How could you compare it to Srak? I don't understand. You know the case of Srak? What's the case? Could you read me the story of Srak?
Seva Adam.
Huh?
Seva Adam.
Where? What is it? What do you do with it? No?
Which case of Srak? Which one?
Is it mudbak to the face?
Can tell from here.
No, you might be right.
Is it mud back to the face? No? Give me the case. Shin Gimel, Srak. Is it mud back to the face?
Oh, I just thought of something really cool.
Yeah?
The way we wanted to learn, not like the Minuch Shartim, Vira L'Shaita, that means to put on.
Right.
The Lashon of Isha is L'Isha L'Savir Srak. Over there, it clearly means to put on.
To put on, of course. Yeah. Yeah. Savir means to put on. Okay. Let's see them again. Who tzeva adam? Okay. The tamadav kiv nishdav liyabzan then tzvi. Merzi shabk tzveya. Avol ishen dag bechamim tzveya. The mutter lechel tutim v'shar peris hatzayvim. Avagav tzveya ponav yada beis achila. Mikama kafila v'rusrak apish gam kinel drabonin. Okay. What about likhel b'shabes? Sometimes it's l'tuchal p'necho b'tzik. Does this stuff get it? Let's say you take the tutim. Does it get into the skin? Much more.
What's more? Because it's liquid. It's more liquid.
When you take...
So the oil base is more because more liquid in it.
Oh, so the oil base, I hear, becomes attached, and that's where the oil... But if it's not an oil base...
So it buries the liquid. It's a liquid. liquid goes.
But a liquid goes in. A liquid gets absorbed into the skin.
Yes, it's more.
It's not on top of the skin. Who said this svara? You did. You forgot you said this svara?
Don't forget.
To me, it's not so emes. If you want to be emes, the sugis of srach and the sugis of tutim.
What is srach?
Srach means it's a type of a dye. Srach is a dye.
That gets absorbed.
Avadi gets absorbed. It's mudbak. Srach is that it's mudbak. Okay, the svar of mudbak and not mudbak is found in the Miri and the Sugi of Tutim. It's there in the Miri. And there's Grada, very interesting Ravon, which I think we have to throw into the mix. Ravon speaks about Shlitas Gana al Baila. You know, sometimes the women, don't forget there's also another chesh, which I think is very, very important. A lot of times Friday night with the mikveh, there's a problem that they're embarrassed if they don't wear the makeup. They don't wear makeup. Let's say they go to the mikveh, they're not wearing makeup. They come back to the meal and people chop, they're not wearing makeup. It's a very big problem. It's very to ask the makeup, but it's not oil based. It's very, it's not srak. It's not the same sugar.
Srak means, what does it mean, sticks? It goes.
Srak is like tutim. It's a story of tutim. The tutim goes, it gets absorbed into the skin. Come on, this, right? You see the case. Shehever srak or shesar gabi barzel. It's a liquid. It goes into the purpose. Something which is a powder. Powder doesn't get absorbed. It's on top. Makeup that we're talking, we're talking about powder. Now, there's two. There's oil-based.
It looks like it's not
because it depends what you have. You have oil-based, and then you have not oil-based. It's not oil-based, huh?
Then people could tell it's a...
No, we could. You see, it's oil-based. It's not oil-based.
It's powder.
Regular.
How do you know
what she normally wears?
What?
Regular lipstick is what?
Regular lipstick is terrible because lipstick is mareach on top of everything. Lipstick you're not going to get away with.
That's what I'm talking about.
Lipstick is mareach. A lipstick has to be oil based. It has to have a D. It's not powder. They make a lipstick
smoothing?
That's huh?
Mareach means smoothing.
Mareach is smoothing.
So anyway, you're talking about just the blush.
The blush, right? So they have oil base which sticks to the goof.
What you wear during the week? Normal makeup is
oil based. Otherwise, it would just fly off in the wind.
So that is Miskayim.
That's awesome. But it, you can't compare it to Srak. He has a beautiful tshuva about it. The Velt of, you should know.
Ooh.
Ravadi.
Ooh.
Ravadi Yosef.
Ravadi.
And he schreibt good. He brings the Ravon. He schreibt good. It's nothing to knock off that tshuva. That's a tshuva's geschichte. It's not an extra word in the whole tshuva. He says, this and this shemel's kind of bailin, it's not srak. He says, this is svara. Well, this is srak. This is svara, you say. Very shver. Okay, Lamaisa, I'm not going to argue with Ramosha, so let's work with Ramosha. Okay, so that's what we're going to get to. So I don't want to argue with Ramosha, so let's talk Lamaisa. So let me tell you. Rav David told me like this. Rav Blumenkranz Atzal used this heter. Something which is not oil based, is not stuck, and it's this, and he went with this whole mahalach, all right? His tshuva is Reb Blumenkranz is in L'Torah Vayira. MTJ puts out a kuntras, L'Torah Vayira. So there was a whole kuntras, miyuchat to the makeup. Okay, and there Reb Blumenkranz comes with all these tshuvas, that it's not mamish stuck, it's not mamish srak, and therefore, yeah, and shabbat tzgan al baila, and then v'chule. Okay. Reb David told me it's not true, because officially Reb Blumenkranz went to Reb Moshe, and he showed Reb Moshe, and Reb Moshe said that anything which doesn't stick, and certain colors, no problem, it's all good. Okay. So he went and he explained that he meant that it doesn't stick because it's not oil-based and therefore it's mutter. Rav David told me that Ramosha was nefer matter, it's not emes. What Ramosha meant was anything which is not the same color is not different than the color of the skin, which means it's within skin color or enhances skin color, then you're allowed to wear it. Which means not oil-based. The makeup of the Shabbos, which is not oil, but it has to be skin color. So if you put it on and it's more or less within range of skin color, it's mutter. Now, the truth is, that's the Lashon of the Maran Brisk. I'm going to read you the Lashon. First, he wants to be matter to make up because it's trade rabbanos. Then he says, no, still trade rabbanos, still should be aser v'chul v'chul. And then he says, the thing we can be matter is when there's a third cheshbon. That is, puder lavan, shetachlisoi la'adin ulahatzir habaser. It's not meant to color, but what it is it's meant to bring out la'adin ulahatzir habaser. The leaves, the hurius, which without any extra, nothing added. The einu mishanet tzeva haponim lamar acher doesn't change the color of the face. Yesh lahatir afa pi shulavon yoiser mevavlunis haponim. Even though it becomes whiter now, soif soif mar echad, which is really the way Reb David explained to me the head of Ramosha. Now let's look at Ramosha's tshuva. Okay, arachayim chelik aleph simikuf yadalit. So Ramosha writes this, that just to throw on.
Lizbuk is a powder.
A puder, the powder. What? But what kind of powder?
Shalom is kind of cloud.
What kind of powder?
Lizbuk is a powder lovan.
Lovan. White. Now, obviously, Ramosha didn't mean white. He doesn't mean to take talc and put it on your face, right? Because he doesn't mean... Ramosha didn't think that... I mean, we know that Ramosha was mufka for Eilam Hazeh, but I think he understood that no woman's going to put baby powder on her face instead of makeup, right?
That could be spritz and come
so what did he mean? He meant this word, love on the Maran Brisk, that what?
Skin color.
But you still need the trade rabbanan.
Yeah, but I'm saying you need this cheshbon.
You
still
need trade rabbanan if it's not three of chal.
So that's what you see. You see the Maran Brisk was learning that it comes three rabbanans now. A, that it's not tzviya, but there's no tzviya by or Adam. B, that it's not that it's going to be stuck. It's just it's just the on it, and see, it just brings out the original colors. It's like kilo. There's three in Yadam.
Pink,
yeah,
pink that,
huh?
Pink
biyasa. Oh, so this is where the shail is. It has to be within the color of skin.
Pink is color.
I don't know. Pink. Who has pink? Reddish, maybe.
Reddish.
You know what the problem is? This. It's so difficult to be magdir exactly. Okay, so let me tell you the real truth. The real truth is, in that kuntras, l'toyer v'hoyra, the Moshe has a clear letter, and he says clearly, this that I wrote in the tshuva lavan, I meant even maru odai. Says it clearly. In l'toyer v'hoyra, could you get the l'toyer v'hoyra in yeshiva? Could you get it? I have it in my library, you know? Avada to have it, l'toyer v'hoyra. It's a kuntrasim that MTJ put out. It's a very famous kuntras. Huh?
Usually not.
Huh? No, you can't.
Maybe yeah, no, we don't learn by yeshiva anymore.
What do you
learn? St. Vesliel moved to the new Beis Medrash. They have a lousy IT.
You also
did? Oh, Vesliel moved there.
Yes. Uncle Panim, it says over there, with Toyer Voyager.
You got
Uncle
Panim.
Huh? Yeah, they have it.
They have
look it up. Like look it up. Try to get me that page. The Moshe has a letter, and he says clearly.
By the Yachonim section.
He says clearly. Okay. It's given out by MTJ. So there, the Moshe writes clearly. This that I was marked. What? Okay. It's Chelik Zayin Amud Chav Ches. Chelik Zayin Amud Chav Ches. He writes clearly that this that I said. White, I don't mean white, I mean Huadin Adai.
No, Marami
Brisk is Chelik Aleph Simul Chav Gimel. Chelik Aleph Simul Chav Gimel. Famous tshuva, the makeup on Shabbos. So Ramesha writes, it's only Lavan, only white. But Ramesha himself wrote in the Toyer Vayra. Shlomo Zalman says nothing is mutter, everything is aser, including baby powder. He says everything is aser. He says everything. Nala put talc in nothing. Everything is
awesome.
My diaper is not derech tzviya b'kach. The kavon is not l'shem tzviya. Huh? It's not l'shem tzviya. Then you have the only problem with marech, in case it's more oil. It's not oily.
That's
good.
Like by
Tucson, in that area?
Shiloh's like this, Rabbi said. Shiloh's like this.
No, it's still awesome.
I have a shayla for you, no? What's the case in Shin Gimel? What's the story of Shin Gimel? He puts Srak. So Srak is Adam. What's the second case of Shin Gimel? No? What's the second case of Shin Gimel?
Asur Likhoil B'Shabbos.
Oh, so what's that?
Aisha.
Who?
Likhoil is Aisha.
No, he says the case. Nu Shim what?
Asur Likhoil B'Shabbos. Sometimes Asur Latur Hapin Abatzik.
Oh, Latur Abatzik.
Shino Talto Madim.
Shino Talto, when you take it off, right, what happens?
The bus becomes red.
Oh. So are you adding anything to the bus?
No.
No. So the boss itself becomes red.
It's
right?
A natural thing.
It's a natural thing. So how can it be awesome? What's that? What's the
issue?
Well, the whole thing is awesome. It's a pellet. What are you doing exactly?
You see, any pe'ula.
I'm telling you, any pe'ula, even the fact which Ramesh is chiddish that he, as long as it's the color of the skin, who cares? It's madam is a boss, or it's that it's something. So you're not allowed to do pe'ula. So, ladies have a psashtikul mahalach that when they want their cheeks to be red, they pinch the cheeks. They need a little color. Some of the men, they don't know from this. Abanim know from this because you get these type of shilas. So you.
It's chabur, no? Isn't that chabur?
They're not making blue. They're making red.
So because the dam is still.
They go like this.
The dam is still.
No. Are you allowed to go like this to get red cheeks on Shabbos? No, they do it. It's an old. I'm stumped. You guys looking like I'm crazy. Watch it. These are shilas for Abanim. Are you allowed to do it on Shabbos? Huh?
Abanim and Queen.
Abanim and Queens. Abanim and Lakewood also get the same shilas. Redzef Nishtein and Defrain and Lakewood are any different. Everybody has the same chachmas and the same tricks. So Chayrit should be also from this, right? But Chayrit should be also state the club. The case of the Batsik. You're not adding anything. All you're doing is bringing out the ma'adim that's already there. Okay. Are you allowed to go and take a suntan on Shabbos? So here's a feel elegant. Why? Because you're not bringing out the color. You're making new color.
You're not doing anything.
But you're not doing anything.
I don't think that's
so. This is a big machlekes. The Mechas Yitzchak comes along and says, you're not allowed to do it.
So, both?
About, you're not allowed to sit in the sun on Shabbos. First of all, stomach, it's not Shabbos. Anyway, to sit in the sun.
But chicks.
Huh?
Chicks, what's it talking about?
So this is what I'm trying to tell you. This is kolshke. If you're not allowed to sit in the sun and it's going to change the color.
Right.
Huh?
You're my peasant.
No? If you're not mechavi, you're not mechavi, you ought to sit.
I saw somebody
what?
On Shabbos laying on a lounge chair trying to get a suntan. No, there's a shaylock. Is it Shabbos dick or is it just not Shabbos dick or is it really Osir?
Yeah,
I assumed it was Mutter because you're not doing anything.
Good, Redman, the shaylock.
Mutter
says. The Minchas Yitzchak wants to say Chai for Tzviya. No, he wants to say after this Allah for Tzchak.
Chai for Tzviya?
He's telling you not to do it. It's Allah. It's a Minchas Yitzchak. Look it up. Minchas Yitzchak. K, similar to days. This is the Rabbana, no?
Svia through the sun.
Okay. Why not? It's the pigment, the ganz
Vosret. You're not doing anything.
She's not doing anything.
That's what I'm saying. You're saying a filochim. I said, Milchaz is a chiddush to me because I don't think you're doing anything. You're laying down and the sun's doing it to you.
Not, he's not 100%, but he says, L'choyer should be mutter because it is cheshmi. You're not doing anything. All right. So what would you say about the photo regal, the lenses? You come in, and the lenses change colors.
That's a finish.
What are you tying? You're allowed to wear, Avadia says glasses, you're allowed to wear on Shabbos? It turns colors, and the light, and the dark.
The lady went to the glasses store, so she asked, so the guy offered her this.
That's the story? The story's about the glasses? The photo race?
Yes, he told
my father says, my stress is not.
Go to a
rav. Okay,
what's the story?
You don't know the story?
Sure, I did, but what's
an afkamina, so what's halacha lemaisa? What are you tying?
Who's speaking?
Is it Dava Miskayim? What are you tying? It's a Dava Miskayim? No, it's a paskin. Do us leave maisalach. It's a paskin, no? Halacha lemaisa, lefi what we learned, it's a Dava Miskayim. So mitzad echad, you're not doing anything. What did you do? You're walking in from one room to another. Vasas to gitan. It's gansh gitan, right? Abu Mitzad Shaini, no? Is it Dava Miskayim? No, Avad, it depends what Miskayim is. If you were Miskayim, Lufi Tzarek, Lufi Shah.
What's happening?
That it's us, like the Chayadim's Pshat and Dovah Miskayim.
What's the man?
Because you need it only for that time.
What's he doing?
Again, if you learn that you need to do a pula. All right, done the talking pula. Again, they come up on the maises. Oh, not the list. But if you learn that the Pshat is. Okay, it's a quarter to. But if you learn like the Chayadim, the Pshat, that's the Lefisha, you want it. You want that when you go outside, it should get dark. When you come inside,
let's go back.